Moncrief
on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Martina Big was originally an air hostess who one day decided she wanted bigger breasts. Really, really big breasts. Now, through surgery, she had them blown up to 32S. That's large enough to cause a partial eclipse of the sun. But once she'd altered altered herself this way, she got another idea. Martina, who was white and German, decided she wanted to become black and African. She even travelled to Africa to get a new Swahili name. Martina, good afternoon.
Hello.
Now, I suppose, could you first tell us about your breasts? Are rather impressive. When did you first start to get those enhanced and why?
I'm dreaming for a big breast for a very long time because I like Barbies very much. Mm-hmm. But in 2011, I said to my boyfriend Michael, I want to enhance my breast. I like Pamela Anderson and Katie Price, their Barbie style, their look. But I know Pamela Anderson has, with her implants, the same size that I have in natural now. I need different implant sets. I need a showy look, a curvy look. But we have to prepare. How much is my dream goal? Michael said, yeah, we'll support you in this point, but we have to find out which size is your favorite. We prepared water balloons, and Michael filled water balloons with 1,000 cc each.
Yeah.
I put it in my bra, and we put a t-shirt over it, made a photo. Okay, some curves.
And you experimented with water balloons, I see, right. Mm-hmm. Do you now have the biggest boobs in the world, as far as you know?
Actually, I have the biggest breast in Europe, but
right.
I only call in centimeter or inch.
Right. Okay. Now, if you liked
I'm working on the world record.
Yeah.
Actually, I have the biggest breast in Europe.
Okay.
But I need 5 centimeters or 2 inch more.
Okay, 2 inches more. Now, yeah. now, if you liked that Barbie look. But the way you look now is nothing like Barbie because you've become a black woman.
No, Barbies are available in every color. The most common Barbie is blonde with light skin, but there are also African Barbies, Japanese Barbies, and really all over the world in different colors and different types. And
right.
I'm still working on a Barbie.
Okay, and so why did you decide to then, transform into an African woman?
Like the most European Union girls, I only want to have a more summer-tended skin in the beginning.
Yeah.
But when I saw that the medicine was... I got 3 injections, like Michael, in middle of January last year. The doctor injected...
You got injections, yeah.
In 3 days.
Yeah.
At the same amount, Michael and me. But for me, it worked really, really...
Right.
After the first week, you can see darker, darker, much darker, really African dark.
Right, okay. So, did Michael look like an African man now, does he?
He is a summer tended. He's on the way to it.
Yeah, okay. And you got baptized, as I understand it, the other day, and you have a new name now. What is your new name?
My new name is Nasisia Malaika Kupa. I'm a member of the Maasai tribe. My most common name is Malaika Kupa. Malaika is like Nasisia for angel.
Right. Is that going to be the name on your passport now?
I'm going to do it. It's still Martina, but I'm going to change it.
Okay.
Because the baptism in Nyeri is the official document and I'm able to do it on my passport.
Okay. And so are you going to continue to live in Africa or are you going to move back to Europe?
I will go back to Kenya very soon. But I have not found my final place to live.
Right.
So I'm still going to change between Africa and Europe, and also I have further invitations of different countries in all Africa. So I will be very often in Africa, but I'm not sure in which point is my end goal.
Right. Since you've become a black woman, have you experienced any racism in Europe?
No. In the internet are some discussions. You will never be black, for example, but on the street, they're friendly because I'm friendly. If you go out friendly, you get friendly responses. But in Kenya, for example, they love me very much.
Yeah.
I was really surprised.
Of course they do.
When I left the car at the first day, they started first only some stares. Then, excuse me, can I ask you a question? And yes, what's your question? And I have seen you on television. Can I have a selfie? And yeah, there are a lot of people. I want to celebrate.
So in Kenya, you're a celebrity, really.
Yeah.
That's great. And so now that you've completed this transition, do you plan to change into anything else? Would you be interested in becoming Japanese at a later date?
Oh no, I'm not interested. So, because I'm not finished. My African nose must be wilder, and also big is not big enough. It's still my motto. Also my nose must be bigger, my lips must be bigger, my breast must be bigger, and also my butt implants.
Okay, is it hard if your breasts get even bigger? Might you fall over?
No. I'm training every day. I'm training very hard to. Also in Kenya, I also did real life stuff in the Maasai, like carrying wood on the back or carrying big water tanks on the back. And I know my muscles are strong enough to carry a big weight.
Okay. Well, we wish you well. Maluka Kubwa, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.